This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. Hour number 2, 4 o'clock here in Las Vegas, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. We've got so many East Coast listeners out of Connecticut, out of WJJF in New London, and all the stations in Hartford. We welcome our Connecticut listeners, and then we welcome our viewers starting in about a little bit less than an hour. We'll be on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on Newsmax television. The latest Fox News poll is out, by the way. Voters feel really good about the economy. President Trump touts the strength of the U.S. economy, and it looks like the people are buying it. 47%, just under half, say the economy is in excellent or good condition. And in the last 18 years, that's the highest number in 18 years, other than the other two times under the Trump administration in 2018. In addition, 16% to say the economy is in excellent shape, 1 point off the record. 17% in January of 2018. So Trump is beating his own records. 76% of Republicans view the economy positively, compared to just 28% of Democrats and 30% of Independents. How ridiculous is that? Can you explain to me how ridiculous? You mean because you hate Trump, you refuse to admit the economy's good? You're like that heckler stalker that that followed me around yesterday at the Money Show in Las Vegas, where thousands of people loved everything I did and lived and died and every word I said and thanked me and gave me a handshake and patted me on the back. And meanwhile, one guy, one deranged nutcase with a loose screw, turned it around. He had his name on the, obviously they typed in his name to enter the show, the Money Show, and he turned it around and he wrote with his pen, F-U-C-K Trump. Terrible, 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 terrible person. These are all just disgusting people. This is what makes America great, Trump people, and this is what makes it clear that the people on the other side are scum. They're absolute scum. Who would even do something like that? Who would write something like that? Never in my wildest imagination would I think I'm going to show up at an event and I'm going to scream F you Obama supporters or F you Obama, let alone write it on my name tag, F Obama. Come on, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But it shows you what low lives, what mentally ill people the left is nowadays. And by the way, in December 2016, the month before Trump's inauguration, just 33% of voters rated the economy positively. So now it's just about 50%. It was 33% then. And just remember, it's only 47% now, just because so many people have Trump derangement syndrome. They can't admit things are good. And among those with a positive view of the economy, Trump and Republicans get credit from 44% compared to 15% who credit Obama and the Democrats. Can you imagine how mentally ill you'd have to be to credit Obama and the Democrats? All right. So good news all the way around for President Trump. If you weren't with me in the first hour, normally I kind of don't repeat anything I said from the first hour and the second hour. I just go right into all the news I didn't get to yet. But the news is so good that I've got to repeat it. The White House is going to unveil a sweeping overhaul of the immigration system, and it's mostly about merit-based admissions. Basically, what they're saying is, if you are unemployable or unemployed, if you are poor, if you don't speak English, if you have no skills, we're not letting you in anymore. And if you're a very skilled, highly skilled person who can make $100,000 a year, we want you. If you're very educated, we want you, and we're going to let you in. It's not going to be based on your family's here already anymore. Just because your family's here doesn't mean you're going to get in. All wonderful, wonderful stuff, and at the same time that's happening, I mentioned to you on this show, and I'm the only one I know of who mentioned this, that it's rumored that President Trump is going to issue an executive order. I mentioned this a month ago. An executive order, which would be a nice number two to this. You know, one and one A, a nice one A to this, that if you are on welfare, you can't become a citizen. We're not going to let illegals on welfare become citizens. If you accept government aid, food stamps, welfare, anything, you can't become a citizen anymore. Citizenship should be based on being a self-reliant person. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Fordham Resources. I have to mention that because we're in the Fordham Resources studio. They're the main title sponsor of my national radio show. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. And if you don't understand what publicly traded means, they're a stock. You can buy their stock. So if you like the company, read up on it. If you like it, if you like the CEO, if you like what they're doing, if you like what they own, buy some stock. And you make money when they do well. That's America. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, if you like the way that sounds, go check it out, FordhamResources.com, and then if you like it, buy the stock. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M. And always believe in people there. That believe in Wayne Root, that sponsor Wayne Root's show, that help conservatism, that back our conservative ideas and principles. How good are things for Trump? Wayne Root has been saying for how long now that Trump cannot be beaten in 2020 by anybody the Democrats have up there now. Nobody's got a shot at beating him. Not even a shot, I'm telling you. Nobody but Biden has even a shot at beating him. And Biden is like, I would call it a 1 out of 4, like a 25% chance of winning. I'd put Trump at 75% or higher. And so who agrees with me? Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban says Trump will steamroll all the Democrats in the race currently in 2020, and he mulls a run as an independent. So first, he sounds brilliant. He's right. Good analysis. You're as good as Wayne Root, Mark. You figured out that Trump is a winner, a landslide winner. But then you sound like an idiot because you think you're running. Talk about ego. Talk about hubris. Speaking with CNBC's Scott Wapner, the billionaire entrepreneur and owner of the Dallas Mavericks said, we'll see what happens. It would take the perfect storm to me to do it. There's some things that could open the door, but I'm not projecting right now. Everybody wants to vote for Mark Cuban for president of the United States. First of all, Donald Trump had the greatest reality show in history, right? Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice are two of the highest rated shows ever in the history of Hollywood for reality shows. My guess is probably Celebrity Apprentice was the highest rated ever. And Trump's probably the highest paid ever host of those shows. I think he made $200 million on his Celebrity Apprentice. And Mark Cuban tried to do a version of The Apprentice. I forgot the name now because this is like 7 years ago and it only lasted a few episodes. But it was just a giant bomb. This guy is forever jealous and wants to be Donald Trump. And what was it called? No. Schwarzenegger hosted, Chris is talking to me in my ear, don't think I'm going crazy. Chris O'Sullivan's my board op. No, Schwarzenegger hosted Celebrity Apprentice when Arnold left and it was a bomb. But Mark Cuban had his own reality show to compete with Celebrity Apprentice. Go look it up, go Google it while we're talking, and you will find out. I think the name was like The Prophet or something like that, I don't know. Something like that, it was two words, it was the something. And Mark Cuban was the host, and it was a bomb. I don't even think it lasted the season. The ratings were minuscule. This guy thinks he's Donald Trump. Everybody always thinks they're Donald Trump. And they're not. The guy from Starbucks thinks he's Donald Trump. He's not. You're not going to beat Trump. Michael Bloomberg thought he was Donald Trump because Bloomberg's worth like $30 billion. So he's much richer than Trump. He could really spend $2 billion on a race. He figured out he couldn't win. So he doesn't even want to spend his $2 billion. The benefactor. See? Never doubt me, Chris. I knew it was a Mark Cuban show and it was a bomb. Look that one up, too. Say The Benefactor. Is it a bomb? Look up. How long did that last? It was like five episodes? I don't know. It did last the season, all right, but it was terrible ratings. And so, you know, here's a guy who thinks he's going to win. He's not going to win. He's always half right. And no one could beat Trump. You're right. You're going to beat Trump. You're wrong. And then he says, I do not believe that what any of the Democrats are proposing is passable. He's right. Meaning like the Green New Deal is a joke. It's not passable. Most of them include trickle-down taxation, which in his opinion doesn't work. He's right. He's saying that, you know, it's not like Ronald Reagan who believed in trickle-down economics, which is if you tax people less, everybody does well. He's saying Democrats believe in trickle-down taxation, not trickle-down economics, which means if you tax people more, it'll trickle down and help people at the bottom, and he's saying it's a failure. Mark Cuban's right. But now he says, I think that trickle-down economics is a failure. And I think trickle-down taxation is just as big a failure. So just like Howard Schultz, they're trying to split the baby down the middle. They're trying to say trickle-down economics fails. Did it fail under Reagan? Do you want me to quote the statistics under Reagan? It was the greatest economy in the history of the world. How did it fail? And now under Trump, is it failing? Trump turned the horrible Obama economy into the great booming Trump economy. How's it failing, Mark Cuban? But he wants to be moderate, right down the middle. I'm not for cutting taxes. I'm not for raising taxes. I'm for leaving them right where they are. Well, guess what? Right where they are is too high. So I wouldn't support you. And then we've got Scarborough. Remember this jerk Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough? Who hates Trump with a passion and puts him down all the time. Never sees the best. Only sees the worst in Trump. And he weighed in on the presidential race and he said Trump's going to be hard to beat. Looks 20 years younger than most Democratic candidates. Isn't that funny? 20 years younger than most Democratic candidates. Exactly. When I was at dinner at the Money Show, all the other speakers were like, well, man, these guys are all old. Joe Biden's old. Bernie Sanders is old. Trump's old. And I said, Bernie Sanders looks old. Bernie Sanders looks old. Joe Biden looks pathetically old. Donald Trump is in the same age range and looks 20 to 30 years younger. I said, Donald Trump has the energy of Wayne Root. I'm 57, and I have more energy than any 57-year-old in the world. He has my energy at 72. All right, Wayne Allred, War Now. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and pets. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. More good news. The good news just keeps rolling in. First of all, I quickly read you the results of the Fox News poll that a large number of Americans believe see the economy positively, and rated positively. But I want to give you the exact numbers. 44% give the credit to Trump and the Republicans, 5% to the free market, and 15% to Obama / Democrats. So if you add the 44 of Republicans, you know, giving credit to Republicans, and 5% to the free market, which is a very capitalist, conservative, libertarian way to look at things, then it's 49% to 15 in favor of Trump and free markets versus Obama and Democrats. Okay, so those are fantastic numbers, fantastical numbers. That's the latest Fox News poll. Then I told you about Mark Cuban, and I told you about Joe Scarborough. But there is a new poll out that says this is a poll that polls all the polls. Real Clear Politics polling average. So as the Democrats ramp up their attacks on President Trump and even his family, and the 2020 presidential election approaches, President Trump's approval rating has reached the highest level in 2 years. His average approval rating has been steadily climbing, has now reached its highest peak in 2 years. It puts Trump at 45% among all the Real Clear Politics polls. It's the president's highest average approval rating since February of 2017. One Zogby poll released this week shows Trump hovering at 51%. A surprise considering that Zogby is not a polling company. It leans rightward. It's a nice way of saying Zogby hates Trump. And the 51% approval is Trump's highest rating ever in a Zogby poll. Ever in a Zogby poll. Okay? So, I mean, I don't know what more you could say. The numbers are way up. And Trump is really getting the credit for a great economy. Fantastic. Congratulations, President Trump. Let's mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over 2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. You know you want to buy gold and silver. You know you should buy gold and silver. You know you have to buy gold and silver. Here's a great article that backs me up. Central banks are buying gold at the fastest pace in 6 years. Earlier this month, the World Gold Council published its quarterly report. It shows that central banks and foreign governments from around the world are buying up gold at their fastest pace in 6 years. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Why are central banks, who are able to buy gold at $1 billion at a time, buying up the most gold in 6 years? Why? What happened 6 years ago, by the way? It's 2019. Subtract six, you're at 2013. 2013 was like the middle of Obama nightmare. The economy in America was a nightmare. The economy around the world was a nightmare. States were bankrupt. States had no money in the bank. Everybody was living on borrowed money and borrowed time. And central banks are buying up gold, and now they're right back to that again. Why? Because there's a lot of things to worry about out there, especially outside the United States now. The entire world's in big debt. The entire world's in big trouble. And the rest of the world has much higher taxes and much more socialistic schemes in place. And so it's a good time to buy gold. So if you're going to buy gold, if you want to mimic what central banks around the world are doing, buying the most gold in 6 years, then you want to call a company that sells gold at a discount, silver at a discount. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Even the New York Times is ripping Rashida Tlaib. Democratic darling Representative Rashida Tlaib told the Yahoo podcast Skullduggery that when she thinks of the Holocaust, she gets a calming feeling, knowing that her ancestors helped create a safe haven for Jews. Biggest lie ever told. First of all, nobody in their right mind would start a sentence with, "When I think of the Holocaust, I get a calming feeling." That's like me saying, when I think of slavery of black people, I get a calming feeling. When I think of Martin Luther King dead, assassinated, I get a calming feeling. Who would say that? No conservative would say that. Nobody would say that. No decent person would say that. So start with that. Don't make excuses for what she said. You're a Jew hater if you say I get a calming feeling when I think of the Holocaust. But number two, her ancestors didn't do anything for my ancestors. Nothing. The Palestinian Muslim leader supported Hitler. He was in a photo sitting with Hitler. He supported the elimination of Jews. Even the New York Times acknowledged Israel's 1948 Declaration of Independence mobilized the Muslim Ummah for a jihad genocide against all Jews under Muslim rule. Their only goal was killing Jews then and now. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are not America. They're Hamas in the U.S. Congress.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation to address a crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hire 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000 person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
get out. That's a message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran.
Alabama's Republican governor at KIV has signed an abortion ban into law. The measure makes Alabama one of the most pro-life states in the country, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, as my doctor suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, or candida, have I got good news for you from my good friends at My Doctor Suggests. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people that suffer from health concerns today can be helped by My Doctor Suggests. They've got their gel, they've got their liquid, they've got the throat lozenges that saved my life. I haven't missed 1 minute on the radio or TV in 3 years because my voice is now a workhorse. It's not hoarse anymore. And I haven't had a cold in 3 years. I've gotten rid of my brain fog. It's like when you wake up in the morning, you just feel foggy. It's gone. Leaky gut syndrome, which causes so much fatigue and brain fog and colds and upset stomach every time you eat. So many people have leaky gut syndrome. It's gone because of the liquid that I now drink. And the lozenges have been a godsend. And the skin gel is fabulous. And the mouthwash is fabulous. And I get so many emails from my viewers and listeners thanking me for turning them on to My Doctor Suggests. Why don't you join the club? Call toll-free 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Can't get it in stores. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use promo code ROOT to save 20% off. Or when you call the number, tell them ROOT, and you'll save 20% off. 866-660-9868. All right, we've got our guest here, Laura Loomer. It's something I've talked about a lot on this show, the fact that conservatives are getting banned from all the social media. There wasn't Russian interference, at least not on the right, maybe on the left with Hillary Clinton, but there was no Russian interference or Russian collusion. But what there was Google collusion. What there was Twitter collusion. What there was Facebook and YouTube collusion and Instagram collusion. Overall, I think you'd call it Silicon Valley collusion to try and defeat Republicans, and they finally did it. They couldn't do it with Trump because they didn't get that extreme, but they did it in 2018 in the midterms. And so Laura Loomer is a good example of the type of conservative they've targeted, and they have just tried to wipe her off the face of the mat. You can find her at lauraloomer.us, lauraloomer.us. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. It's been a long time.
Well, I don't know why it's been a long time. I don't know. You come on probably more than any other guest. I got news for you. You're on a lot. Well, you know, we just
I know.
Don't
you're my favorite show to come on. I love talking to you.
There we go. So between the last time you were on, which is probably a month ago, and this time, tell me what's been happening. I mean, it's gotten worse for you?
Right. Yeah, no, it's gotten worse. So before, you know, I came on when I was telling you about my permanent ban from Twitter, of course, and you knew that I was banned from Uber and Lyft and PayPal. But since then, I have now been banned on every single social media platform. And I kid you not, last week, of course, when Facebook banned some high-profile conservatives, I was included, and they permanently banned me on Facebook and Instagram and labeled me as a dangerous individual. Well, if you look at their description for dangerous individuals, of course, it says that it's a terrorist, a serial killer, or a mass murderer. So either Facebook is accusing me of committing mass murder, being a serial killer, or being a terrorist, and I'm none of the above. But they have actual terrorist organizations on their platform. So myself, Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson are too dangerous for Facebook and Instagram, but you have ISIS on Instagram and Facebook, Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, and so on, right? Antifa, David Duke. So it's out of control. Clearly there's a lot of bias here. And they're just gearing up for 2020. This is what I've been saying for well over a year now, warning Republicans to do something or else the election will be stolen from them.
Well, I agree. I don't think they're going to be able to steal it in 20. I think everyone is kind of starting to come to the conclusion that Trump's going to win an electoral landslide. Cuban said it today. Scarborough said it today. But you don't know. You can never rest on your laurels. But I think they're setting us up to lose many elections in the future. I think by 2020, it'll be too late. Trump may win, but we'll never win again, either at the top or again, we'll never take back the House. We'll lose the Senate. They're going to pick off races like they did in 18 because of this Silicon Valley collusion. And then they may just perfect it, and we're never going to win again. So I think it's a very, very important issue. I just saw something pop up today. I'm trying to find it real quick on the fly, but I think President Trump put some sort of website up. Did you see that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes. I am very excited about this. The Trump administration today just launched a tech bias tool for Americans to report social media bias. And so they tweeted from the official White House account that if you've been bought or censored or silenced on any of these social media companies, to fill out a form, and they have a link, and you can fill out the form and include examples, right, with proof in the form of screenshots and messages from the social media platforms themselves. And they're saying that they're going to have people from the White House review it. And so as soon as I saw that, and I was probably one of the first, right, I clicked on it immediately and filled out the form and submitted it, because I am, hands down, the most censored person in America. I am banned on every single social media platform, banned on food delivery apps. I even got banned on Chase Bank's online banking system temporarily, and they only restored it after One American News did a story about it. So, you know, it's very dangerous what is happening in this country, right? It's a form of political discrimination. I wouldn't even just say it's a free speech issue. It is now a civil rights issue, because you have people in this country who are being and shut down and silenced and disenfranchised simply because of their political views. And that's really dangerous, right? That's really dangerous. You don't have to be a history major to look back on some of the worst atrocities over human history to know that this type of blacklisting and censorship and these radical left-wing tactics have deadly consequences, right? I mean, communism, and these people are communists. These people in Silicon Valley has the biggest death toll, 100+ million people have been killed at the hands of communism, and this is full-blown communism. And then you combine that with the jihadist organizations that are working alongside the tech industry to silence people. Well, it's a very dangerous combination. They call it the Red-Green Alliance. It's the alliance between the communists and the Muslims. And that's why I'm suing. And so 2 weeks ago, I sued Twitter and CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, because the Wall Street Journal reported in January that CARE lobbied Twitter and Facebook to ban me, okay? And,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
That's tortious interference. So I sued, and I'm going to be fighting this in the courts, and I hope that many other Americans will start suing, too, because these companies are not above the law. Zuckerberg and Dorsey are not above the law. And, you know, I personally think they deserve to be thrown in jail for committing perjury. They lied to Congress, testified under oath, saying that they do not censor conservatives, and clearly they do. We have
clearly
so much
evidence. Right. Well, you know, they haven't censored, they've censored me, but they haven't banned me yet. Obviously, I'm still on Twitter and I'm still on Facebook, but they've definitely censored me from the standpoint I'm being shadow banned, because look, here I am on national radio, national TV, national newspaper, and I haven't picked up one new person, one net new person in the whole 3 years I've been on TV and radio. I had 150,000 Facebook and Twitter fans the day I started my local radio show 3 years ago. Then it became national, then it became national TV, then it became national newspaper, and I have less than 150,000 followers today than the 150 I had when I did not have local radio, or national TV, or national newspaper. So obviously, the things that I write are not being shared, not being seen, not being allowed to go out into the universe like they were, the blogosphere, like they were before. So it's clear to me I'm being censored and shadow banned, but I haven't been banned yet, because I think they're afraid to ban someone who has his own show. They haven't banned Hannity. They haven't banned Rush Limbaugh. They haven't banned Wayne Root. They're afraid to just erase me, Laura, because I speak 3 hours a day. My soapbox is too big. But they've made sure that no one can see what I write most of the time. That's what I believe
right.
is happening to me.
Well, it is true. I mean, when I followed you on Twitter, even when we were communicating back and forth about the Las Vegas shooting nearly every day, I never saw your tweets. I had to go to your page directly. So you're definitely being censored and shut down. And silence, that's for sure. But you're right. I mean, they are very strategic in the way that they go about doing it. But you'll see they're going to start to become more brazen, and more people with shows and bigger accounts will start to get banned. I mean, they're censoring Michelle Malkin. They're being very deliberate now in what they're doing. And so I predict, I mean, never say never, you could be banned. And I think that going into...
Well, I am. Look, for all intents and purposes...
More high-profile people.
Laura, for all intents and purposes, I am. When you can't gain a single new follower in 3 years, they've wasted my 3 years on national radio and national TV. So I am being, you know, held back without any question. I haven't been banned yet, but I've been held back. The interesting is I see an article online about this new White House website to report Silicon Valley censorship. And I see it says, this is an interesting sentence. It says, the idea was immediately supported by Twitter alternative Gab.com. I don't know anything about Gab.com. Is that a conservative alternative? And do you know about it? Are you on it? What is Gab.com?
I So I know Gab. I know the creator of it, Andrew Torba. And Gab is a free speech platform. He is a conservative, I know. And it's free speech. And so that is where Gab has kind of received a bad rap, right? Because it's a good platform, and it's pro-free speech, and I like it. I have an account. But that is where a lot of the, like, the neo-Nazis who left Twitter after getting banned flocked. But you have to understand, right? Protecting free speech means free speech for all, even the Nazis. And so I don't think that Gab is a bad platform just because they allow for Nazis to voice their opinions on there. We have to protect free speech for everybody in this country, right? And it starts with protecting people who we find to be disgusting. So I would encourage people to get a Gab account. I would encourage people to get a Parler account or a Telegram account.
I never heard of any of these, you know. I mean, I guess I'm not very hip. I knew Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I have accounts, but I never heard of any of those. And I guess I'm going to need Laura to be my personal social media Silicon Valley consultant, Laura. You got to tell me where to go and what to do, because Facebook ain't working anymore. Twitter ain't working anymore. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Laura Loomer, where can people find you, being that you've been banned? Can they just find you at lauraloomer.us? What's the deal?
Yes, yes, they can go there, but please support my lawsuit at freeloomer.com. That's where you can donate to support my legal fund. I'm suing Twitter and Care, and you can also sign up for my email list. So thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Laura, thank you for coming on the show. When we get back, this one's funny. De Blasio, the mayor of New York, the commie, is going to announce his bid for president of the United States on Good Morning America tomorrow. Can you imagine what a joke? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Newsmax TV is coming up in about 7 minutes or so. We're in 80 million homes, including DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, and so many others. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. Tell them you have other TV options to encourage them to make you happy. Tell them you want Wayne Root, and you're going to strike. You're going to strike. You're going to protest in front of their cable system with a sign that says it's Wayne Root or bust. To make it simple, just call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, where you can tell them, I demand Wayne Root, I demand Newsmax. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. All right, so I've actually told you that I believe Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are both Hamas in the United States Congress. They're terrorists or terrorist supporters at the very least. The very best. And that's disgusting. It's like having terrorists in the midst of the United States Congress. And by the way, if you aren't a terrorist but you support terrorists, then you're a terrorist. If you give material support, money, to terrorist organizations who then use that money to kill people or to give it to organizations that kill people, that's what Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have done. They're out fundraising at care events, and care gives money to Hamas and Hezbollah and the Muslim Brotherhood. And they support causes that help terrorism. So here's a great article out, the shocking terrorist-supporting friends of Rashida Tlaib. A group called the Israel Advocacy Movement decided to dig into the close friends and help Rashida Tlaib get elected. And what they found was shocking. So there's a new video out that shows all the friends of Tlaib. Each of these friends is supported on social media. Actual hardcore terrorists against the state of Israel are hardcore anti-Semites. And anybody who's seen this video is shocked by what they saw. Well, okay, I haven't seen the video yet, so I'll watch it overnight. And I'll let you guys know, I'll report back to you tomorrow, who all these people are. But I know that she has had people at her swearing-in ceremony for United States Congress. I know she's had them at political events who are sworn enemies of Israel and sworn allies of terrorist organizations. This is what's running our country now. These are the leaders of the Democratic Party. Thank God they're not running the country, but they're trying to block everything the man who's running the country tries to do. Everything Trump does is blocked by these Muslim-sympathizing, radical, communist, low-life scumbags. That's what you've got, low-life scumbags who don't believe in anything you and I believe in, don't believe in anything that any patriot has ever believed in. All right, on to those running for President of the United States, some of the joke candidates of the Democratic Party. First of all, you've got Kamala Harris. She floats Joe Biden as a potential running mate. She speculated that former Vice President Joe Biden could be a running mate. She's trying to say Biden should be the VP nominee. She says Joe Biden will make a great running mate. As Vice President, he's proven he knows how to do that job. What do you do with that job? You smile and you go to funerals, world funerals. Isn't that funny? Joe Biden's not going to be anyone's vice presidential candidate. And Democratic Missouri Representative Lacey Clay told Politico, if she's not the nominee, that would be a dream ticket for the country. Oh, so I guess she's saying she'd run with Joe Biden at the top of the ticket? I don't know. I'm not sure what she's trying to say. I guess she's trying to say she'd run with Joe Biden. I thought she was insulting Joe Biden and saying she wants him as her vice president. But I believe, based on what I just read, the reaction of others, that maybe she's willing to be his vice president. And then it's now out in the newswire that this crazy man, the mayor of New York City, is actually going to announce tomorrow on one of the morning shows that he's running for president of the United States. I mean, he's a total communist. Bill de Blasio, total communist, total loser. He's ruined New York City, caused massive damage that will never be repaired. And has admitted he's a communist. Has said that money's in the hands of the wrong people. And now he's going to announce for president of the United States, which I find just hilarious. How can anybody think that's not a joke? Bill de Blasio. So there's just another guy that actually fits the M.O. that all these people today, Scarborough and Cuban, all said that nobody could be Trump. Nobody currently running could be Trump. And they can't. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who's a communist against Trump? That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. And it's funny. And they all have egos so big. So big. Crazy. And then I want to discuss the Alabama abortion bill in the last minute I got left. Okay? Because I've become very pro-life, but I think this abortion bill goes too far. Oh, Wainwright said it. It goes too far. It's stupid. You're going to get it thrown out. It'll be appealed to the Supreme Court, and it's going to lose. You included no exception for women who are victims of rape and incest. That's just stupid, number one. And number two, you want to sentence doctors to life in prison for performing an abortion, 99 years or life behind bars. That's just stupid. See, this is where you go too far. I always, if I'm going to be honest and say liberals go too far, and they're crazy, and they're radical, and they're nuts, then I have to tell you this is too far. And do you know who agrees with me? Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, the televangelist and Christian fundamentalist who has opposed abortion rights forever, says the new anti-abortion bill in Alabama is too extreme.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey,